Have you ever just sat and thought about the way things are? Have you ever just sat and thought about the way things are? Have you ever just sat and thought about the way things are? Have you ever just sat and thought about the way things are? I sit here thinking, looking at my past, wondering with the questions that I really have to ask. Do I really have to look and understand every step, or can I actually go ahead and give myself some pep to move forward? And understand that I'm man enough to know every reason that I had in the past, it must go. I must grow. And that means I must step forward one more time and not lose one step. So God, I pray that you will be with me in these days, that I look inside my life and everything is a daze. I'm really trying to understand exactly what to say. I don't know what to say, so it seems I can't pray. I'm trying. God, I'm sitting on my knees. I'm praying you would understand. I pray you hear my pleas. I pray that you would feel everything in my heart, because it seems like the place that I live is so dark. Look where I was. I was barely functioning over everything I really was. I was very open about who I was. And now I'm stuck in this shattered place that I never really wanted to be. I looked inside my past. I really didn't want to see the thing in my life that would finally set me free. So God, let me be the person that I am, and give me solid ground for me to finally stand on my own two feet when I rap against this beat. I really want to say nothing could ever have me beat, but I notice what my past shows up to say. You ain't got nothing, you're going astray. That's what it said in the darkness of the pit of my stomach. And every time I sat there to quit, I really couldn't anymore. I couldn't let myself fall anymore and fall up off the shelf. I gotta stand up. Gotta finally fix my problems. Understand that I can't sit there and let someone else resolve them. I can't. I gotta be a man. I gotta live a little more. That means I have a little extra to give. I've gotta go ahead, give my energy to life. That means I've got to go ahead and give my energy to Christ. So wait a minute. What am I supposed to say today? God, I just pray you'd hear the words that I pray. Fill my heart with your joy every single moment, and understand that I know the devil's my opponent. I won't be beat, because you already have the victory. But I have to be able to see it, to live in it, so visually. So thank you. For the days that I have, the vision just that I have, for the fact that I could turn to my heavenly dad. Because I've seen my past. I've run it through my memories. And you were the one who's asking me to remember thee. So I know that I must remember your words. Remember your spirit. Remember your love. And finally take time to hear it. Hear those words that you said. Hear the words that you uttered. Hear the words that had me close my doors and my windows shuttered. And I don't know why, but I was shut down to it. And you were the one who finally would come down to it. You gave your life so that I could finally breathe. You went ahead and decided that you would leave. All because you knew you had to go and lead myself. Because I knew I would sit and bleed if I didn't stand up and walk under your path. Because I knew you already had it together. You knew the math. So I'm thankful. No matter what it is, I'm raised up. All because you were the one who knew my days up. The time has come for me and you to be one and understand everything that we have ever done. So thank you, God. I pray that I would profit off your love. Not I'm talking about money. I'm talking about knowing your truth, knowing your wisdom and your guidance, being excited for your love and not being able to hide it. So I'm thankful. Thankful for the day that I sat there so amazed, because you knew my days and you love me anyway, and you love me every day. This is all I have to say just when I pray. Thank you.